Yeah, you are, man, especially if you just came back from deer camp and you're thinking about some turkey on the grill.
Or some fresh venison.
Or, you know what, if you're still heading out to deer camp, you can go to Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac and bring some pasties up to deer camp.
That's kind of where they were originally put together. You know, you put those things, you heat them up, put them in your pocket.
Slide right into your overalls, buddy.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, so anyway, today's man law. Never badmouth your wife and coach your kids' teams.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Amen to that.
Coach your kids' teams. I was a sucky coach.
Right.
But you know what? I wouldn't trade those days now for anything. I learned a lot about the sport because I was forced to.
Right.
And I was not a good coach.
Right.
I know that. Because I was never a good athlete.
Right.
You were a good baseball player. Right. I was never a good athlete.
Yeah. Even if you're sideways with your wife, you don't take that to the public. Handle that stuff at home.
No, save that for Facebook.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So, fresh or frozen, what do you like for your turkey?
Fresh.
Why?
Because I just think the freezing process changes the texture of the meat at the end of the day.
I do too.
I can't explain it. I don't know why. I just know that's the way it is.
Most people would agree with you.
Right. And I much prefer the fresh bird and being able to season it, handle it, get it ready to go, and know that it was never, it isn't 20 weeks old and it's been sitting in some freezer at some
right.
point in time.
And those are okay too. But I'm sure Sobey has lots of fresh turkey.
Right.
And I know for a fact that our friends up north in Houghton Lake, R&L, I think is what it's called, the food shop up there on 55 and the corner intersection there of 27.
Well,
Best Choice is called.
Right. Our friend Matt that runs the Pit Stop Barbecue, right? We had him on last week, and he would smoke a turkey for you if you don't want to do it. But he emphasized fresh turkeys, never been frozen.
Really?
Yeah. And so the issue is...
So fresh or frozen, do you brine?
I do not.
No?
But a lot of people do. But I just...
I would
don't
say
think
this.
It's necessary
I would
for
say
me.
This. If it's frozen, you definitely want to brine. Here's an easy way to brine, and people always struggle with thawing their turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So make your brine, which is salt and sugar, like depending if you've got a 2 gallons of water, you're going to use a half cup salt, half cup sugar. Throw some aromatics, a little rosemary, whatever you want, a little tarragon or whatever you like for your herbals. And then cool that water off with some ice and throw your turkey in there. And let it sit in there for at least a day as it's...
And it's thawed already,
well,
right?
It might be like only half thawed.
Okay.
This brine will help it finish thawing.
Right.
And so you got to remember to thaw a turkey in the refrigerator 3-4 days before you want to cook it.
Exactly. You don't want to ever, ever put the thing in a sink full of warm water and let it thaw. You want this thing to come to life slowly because it's going to retain its juiciness, and it's just going to be a better product at the end if you let it thaw out slowly.
I brine whether it's frozen or fresh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, and what,
like
why? What are you doing with the brine? What do you think that does to the bird?
Especially if I'm going to smoke it. It adds moisture. What happens is osmosis in that meat, and the salts and sugars actually transfer through that meat in a form of osmosis. So the fluids want to flow through that muscle, even though the animal's not alive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're distributing the salt and sugar into portions of the meat that you can't get to unless you inject.
And you're doing that for about 24 hours.
Yep.
You're going to pull it out, pat it dry, right? And then you're going to, again, if we're smoking, we're not stuffing the
bird. I'm going to rub EVO on it.
Right. Yep. Right. And then maybe some of your seasonings.
I'm going to put a nice
in.
Garlic EVO from Old World and throw my salts and peppers and don't need much.
Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We wish you, your family, and all your friends the happiest and safest of Thanksgivings. If you haven't got your buck yet, good luck. Get out in the woods and make it happen. And we'll talk with you next week.